Hello, lovely people of GWA, this is Cynical Pumpkin, and I'm gonna be rambling. Don't mind me. It's just before midnight here, and I should go to sleep, but I can't. So I decided I will ramble. I will just say what is on my mind about GWA, I suppose. I started, oh gosh, when did I start? Apparently my Reddit account is 5 months old, so I think I started in June. I think I actually started posting recordings in June, yeah. And I've been an eager listener before. Like, erotic audio opened almost opened a kind of new dimension to me. What's this? I guess this combination of closeness and intimacy in a way. That is what I actually crave and what most mainstream porn can give me. Because I'm into intimacy. The biggest fetish of all. And, well, forgive the yawning. When I started first posting, I was really anxious about what people might think. And whether they want to hear me at all. I got some feedback before on Pillow Talk audio that people liked my accent. And I hope that, I just hope that I do well on this whole erotic part of the erotic audio. But apparently people think I do. Which is pretty great. Which is pretty neat. I am really happy I can do this. I am really happy I started recording for you guys 4 months ago. Yeah. Well, in real life, I am a young woman who is currently studying in university, filled with crippling social anxiety and a tremor in both her hands. That is sort of the the thing that people in real life do notice that about me. I know that my hands always shake because of a nervous condition I have. And I mean, that condition is not bad. It's sometimes it's bad. It usually depends on the day. It's my mood and the phase of the moon or something. Some days I can't even feel it, and other days I can't hold a pen. Can't write. Nothing. Those days are the worst. But yeah, I feel like I can just put them all down for a bit. I can be seen how I want to be seen. Well, that's not, of course, that's not all of how I want to be seen, but I get to live out this part of me which has been, in a way, strange to me. I get to think to myself about sexual preferences, kink a bit, I get to think about what I might like, and it's like I got to try out a free trial of all of this. That makes me so happy. I opened up to so many things. And I also opened up to the idea that maybe I'm not that bad. Maybe I'm actually quite okay. If you know what I mean. What I want to say is that GWA really boosted my self-esteem because, yeah, get affirmation that I'm doing a good job at this thing. If I'm being honest, it's not this whole altruistic, I love making people happy thing. That's not the only thing that brought me and well keeps me here. I like attention, but I guess I sort of came to terms with it. I guess I just realized that people need attention sometimes. That it's okay to want that. And I can make people happy in the process by providing them some sexual relief. And not only that, but giving them a bit of a time out from the day, from their ordinary life. I like to think that I do that. I like to think that people can relax and sort of immerse themselves in the audio when they listen to it. At least that's what I'd want to do. So far, there's only one person I know in real life who knows what I'm actually doing. And that person I did meet online. So, out of friends and family, no one really knows. They all think I record poetry. Or radio. It's one of those stories I tell them. Maybe, well, I did record poetry. I did a historical reading of Porphyria's Lover, which was really fun. Maybe I should do poetry. Next big goal. I also realized that this is quite a good form to clear your mind when you can sleep. I've had that quite often. Most of the questionnaires I record are actually made after midnight. So I can just talk, let myself get tired, let my brain get tired, and then go to sleep. And it's good to know that someone listens. It's always good to know someone listens. So, I suppose I mentioned the incredibly supportive community behind GWA, who just keeps contributing and keeps making me happy every time I can listen. And who keeps putting out amazing, radical scripts and requests and, yeah. Where was I going with this ramble? I don't even know. I guess, thank you guys. Thank you so much for giving me the chance to be cynical pumpkin. Except that is not really cynical pumpkin talking right now, I guess. Well, I am. It's a cinnamon. I tried to say synonym, but I said cinnamon. Oh my god, this is so weird. I hope you guys. It's the cinnamon. Well, cynical pumpkin is indeed the cinnamon, the exotic spice I like to add to my coffee from time to time. Yeah. I guess you could say she's the pumpkin spice in my latte. There are people outside, I can't believe this. I'm trying to be emotional over here, jeez. And I'm very happy. I'm very happy I could be that. Also, I finally got a new adapter today, and on the weekend I shall pick up my old mic, which is currently at my parents' house, and then I will record again with my microphone. And I don't need to record on my phone anymore. Oh, joyous day. I can't wait for it. Anyway, you guys, I hope you're doing well. I hope you keep on listening. I hope you keep on producing audios. I hope you keep writing. And I hope you can help keeping this community alive. I'm really thankful. Now I think I should go to sleep. As you can see, I'm tired and my brain doesn't function properly, so I will hear you guys soon. Bye.